Hello, welcome back to the FCNN. I'm Kevin. Formal intro today. It's 4:06 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. EST. Just finished watching the fan-controlled show. Time to unpack all the thoughts. Got a lot of things to go through. Gonna pull up the Twitter and just go down the list. Big news, finally news. There was a while, it was a long time with basic silence, and we're here. It's finally ready to go. Things are coming. All right, let's go through it. Okay. FCF signed a deal, whatever you want to call it, with Peacock and with NBC LX. Fantastic. Big time. Big time. So the FCF is going to be on TV. Note, this does not mean that it's not going to be on Twitch. I saw a lot of questions about that. It's going to be on Twitch still. Still going to have the interface. Twitch is their home. It's still going to be on Twitch. So three ways to watch: Peacock, the mobile app, NBC LX on TVs, and Twitch, wherever you watch. This is fantastic. Big time news. That was big. Came out like 5 in the morning my time. I woke up to a panicked group of people who watched this intensely, and the energy was high. Everyone knew how big this was. Big time. In that trailer, they dropped a date. Not a full date. A subjective date. Spring 2022, season 2.0. Book it. Put on your calendars. Block out all 3 months of spring. Let's get it going. This is exciting. So spring 2022. Then throughout the day, there was a conference call through the boardroom from Sohrab, who's one of the founders and investors in the FCF. And he dropped a lot of things. Things that we had heard before, but just confirmed. Expansion. 8 teams. All 4 games will be on Saturday. 2 after lunch. 2 in the evening. 2 different time blocks. Fantastic. We love it. And games will be in Atlanta again. I'm going to assume it's in the same stadium. When I went to the stadium, it was fantastic. It's very nice. I was hoping they wouldn't leave. I know it's not in a prime location. It's on the outskirts of Atlanta, not exactly in the city, but it is a very nice stadium. It's fantastic in there. I love it. It's great. They should definitely stay there. I'm happy they are. At least I think they are, unless they have a different location in Atlanta. But the wording that we got in the call is games will continue to take it place in Atlanta. Gonna guess that it means that they're gonna be back in the arena they were in. Fans, 1,000 to 2,000 fans per game, apparently. Exciting. Fans are gonna be there. When I went there, it was like 20 of us in Quavo and Destroying, so, and Jack Settleman. So I said like he's, and Jack Settleman. Sorry, I'm excited. This is big time. Big news. Okay. So yeah, that was the bulk of what we learned. Let's go into specifics. So 8 teams, 4 teams expansion. Fantastic. We needed new teams. Although, here are my gripes. I was hoping it would be 2-team expansion. I was hoping we'd get 6. I worry 8 teams might be over expansion. I don't know how scalable it is. Obviously, I don't know the numbers. So there are things that they know that I don't. And that's great because I'm glad I don't know all the things. But like, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm kind of blanking here. You need to have fans in all of them. There's going to be definitely its incentive, in my opinion, to jump to the other ones. It's going to be smaller audiences for sure. So I don't have like a big time gripe. I don't have a major concern, but overexpansion has killed football leagues before. I'm not saying it's going to kill it here. I'm just a little nervous, I'm going to assume they're going to do divisions. I would hope 4-4. But yeah, oh, I forgot to mention this. 7-week regular season. That's 3 extra weeks on top of the 4 that we got last time. So enough to play each team once. I know some people are like, oh, I want to play, you know, wish that we could play each team twice. I liked it last time, but yeah, you can't have everything. So yeah. Okay. So overexpansion, is it a problem? I don't know. Whatever. We'll get to it when we get to it, huh? Okay. So second part. No bubble. So this was something I've been contemplating for a while. I wanted to talk about it. No bubble. So the players last time had some problems with the bubble. Not problems, but when you get cooped up in the same place for 3 months in a hotel and you can't go outside besides practice, it's a little rough. I understand that. I get that. And it's definitely a little expensive. You got to pay for hotels for a very long time for a bunch of people. This time, double the people. And I'll go back to that in a second once I get through this point. Okay, My only problem with No Bubble is that the FCF is like a reality TV show. In specific, Big Brother. If you don't know what Big Brother is, it's a show that airs multiple times a week, I think like three times a week. But what's special about it is that there's live feeds, and the show, while it's being recorded, you can check the live feeds of what the house guests, the contestants, are doing all the time. FCF parallels to this. No, it's not 24/7. But last time, if you remember, there were things like the shows, like Bones, who was on Tonight's Show, he hosted the talk show. There was the haircut one. There was the film show, all those ones, right? So it kept everyone in a tight radius and made shoulder content really accessible. And it made it they were all so close. It was so cool. And I'll get to the close part later. As well as, now let's get to the close part now. Let's go for it. Fuck it. Players were super close. When I went there, and it resonated around the league. The players were close. It was like a band in there, band of brothers. It was crazy. Like, they were all so close, and it's because they've been cooped up together for so long. And while I don't think cooping them up is the right thing to do, not right, oh, it's bad, it's unethical. No, it was fine. But like, I feel like maybe doing the hotels again and doing an open bubble is smart, because I think that what you get out of that is shoulder content, characters, you know, and there's a lot they have to be there for. It's not like a normal football league like the IFL where you fly in, you play the game, and you fly home. You have to be there for the draft. You have to be there for the power-up competitions, the one-on-ones. You got to be there for the game. That's 3 days a week. What are you going to do, fly home from Atlanta for 4 days and come back? That's a lot. That's travel costs. That's a lot, dude. That's a lot. That's more expensive than putting up in hotels, I'd assume. I don't know. It's tough. I hope they do something. I don't want the bubble to completely disappear. I think that it could be a staple of the league. I think it could be what draws players. I think that when you can't pay NFL money. No league is paying NFL money. You gotta do something else. I think the opportunities that the bubble provided by being on shows, by pushing these guys' brands, was unbelievably important. And I think it needs to come back. I think the bubble needs to stay. That's my hot take. I think the bubble needs to stay. But yeah, so let's go over the 8 teams part. I said there's got to be a lot more people. Double the people. Let's go over some things. Are we going to have 8 defensive squads and 8 offensive lines? Are we going to do 4 and 4 again? Are we going to split it in half? I hope not. I hope we do 8 and 8, but that's a lot of players to get. They know that. That's a lot of players to play, to pay, and play. It's a lot of players to house, if you do housing. Lots of things you got to come up with, but you got to figure it out.
In my opinion,
I think you should do 1 for each, but here's the problem when it comes to 1 for each. Let's get to the next part, the draft. The draft was, I'll pull it up while we're talking here, but it was, if I can remember right, it was decent in length. And I think that the problem with this format, not the problem, but this problem needs to be overcome eventually. When you're looking at this format of drafting every week and the whole fan interaction, you have to find a way to keep that draft time short, because that is where you're going to get a lot of fan interaction. A lot. But how do you keep that? I don't know. You have to be able to keep those people engaged for how long? So I'm pulling up the draft and pulling up the... Oh, someone just started to play in my ears. The FCF show just kept going and I try to open it. I apologize. I hope that isn't audible, but it might be. But yeah, you got to figure out a way to, find a way to really, dig into the draft problem. I don't know how you're going to do it, because it's really tough to squeeze all that in. And if you like shorten the draft time, then it's hard to get in your picks. And okay, draft day show, 2 hours and 50 minutes. Not going to say double that, because some of that's like pregame stuff and all that. That's a long time. Add another hour and a half at least onto it. If you're doing the drafting every time thing, are we switching it? I don't know. But yeah, got to figure out the draft. Draft is a problem. Not a problem. I feel like I have to reiterate this. I'm critical, but like, it's not because I hate the thing. It's because I'm like, I see how good it could be and how good it already is and how it could be so much better. And so like, I'm a little critical with it. Like, I apologize, but that's just how I am. So I'm always looking for ways to improve. And yeah, so I think that got to figure out a way to figure out that figure out a way to shorten the draft time. As well as that, new teams means new branding. Apparently, they're going to be rebranded in the same way the last ones were. Choose a team name, choose colors, choose logos, choose jerseys. Fantastic. And a plot twist, not a plot twist. If you've been listening, you knew this already, but if you haven't, the old teams will also get a little renovation. I saw someone comment on the Twitter. I think it was like Bang Bang Rogers. I think that's his name. It's a Bang Bang Rogers. No, the team names aren't switching, I don't think. I'm pretty sure it's just like color updates, jersey design changes, stuff like that. Stuff that that'll keep the other people busy. If you're wondering, yes, via Pat D's on the show today. There's a grace period in which you'll be able to switch your team. The team switch will be you can switch from your current team to a new team, to an older team, like the Aces, if you're a bandwagon, whatever you want to do. I probably won't be switching. I bought a jersey. I don't really want to buy another jersey for a while. Those things are expensive, and it's big. It doesn't even fit me. It's like, dude, I'm skinny. Those things are for football pads and built-ass people. I'm not built. I'm not. I'm skinny, bro. It's a problem. I can't wear it. But yeah. So you'll be able to switch teams. Outside of that, I feel like some people thought we were gonna get a little more today, and we got a lot, but the timing of the drop of that like video hype thing they dropped this morning, kind of like if you had been watching social media, anything on the show was not new news as of today, but keep in perspective like how much we actually how much we learned today, and it's big time. I'm gonna assume, this is an assumption, I don't know anything, please don't take this as gospel, but I'm gonna say that each week we'll probably get some expansion team info on each one for the little bit, just to roll it out, because we have some months to go. If we're gonna wait till spring, we got some time. We're getting to the winter now, getting through the fall, getting to the winter, but it's gonna be a little bit till we actually have some football. So yeah, like expect slow drip, and probably the owned and operated will keep coming out, I'd assume, all that stuff. Okay, cool. Got through all the bulk. I don't think I missed anything. Oh, a big thing, NBCLX, right? So apparently two new things. They're going to be using a fan controlled system that they're implementing for the fans to vote on what they're going to cover from week to week. I think that's super cool. That's dope. Love that. And then also, they're going to cover things that we didn't see the last time. And this has been my biggest gripe privately. I haven't talked about it on the podcast. I feel like it was a little, not harsh, but like I don't need to air all my grievances on here. I wanted them to really dive into the combines. And I was upset that we didn't get to see them, because it's not just a combine. If you didn't know, behind the scenes, and we learned about this months ago, it was dropped on the show, it was dropped, I think, even before season 1.0. Inside the combines, it's like a talent audition, not just for football, but like personality, because these guys get fleshed out. And so like I was upset that we didn't get to see that. I thought that there was a lot of real potential there for some cool things, but we didn't see it last time. And like I said, held season 1.0 in some tight parameters, but like I wanted to see that, and apparently NBCLX is going to be there at the combines this time. And Josh Macuga, I think, Macuga or Kanata, said that we're going to get fan control, not guaranteed, but like fan controlled scouting. So like we're going to get scouting reports, and you know, the overalls earlier, and this way when you draft for the first time, which this is why I brought the draft thing, because they confirmed through that little comment that the draft is coming back. You'll be able to draft with more knowledge, because the first time it was really just a shot in the dark. And it was apparent, like some people got drafted way earlier than they should have, and some got drafted way later than they should have, and it was a mess, but that's how it is. That's how a fantasy football draft is. And then it got refined. It was great. But yeah, so 7 weeks of regular season, 1 week of playoffs. So I'm going to assume same playoff system, top four teams make it, bottom four are eliminated. Interesting decision, no buys, nothing. I don't know. I was kind of hoping for an expanded playoff, but you can't have everything. It's only season two. Get excited for season two. I'm so excited. I think that's all we had to hit. I'm not going to keep this long, because the show itself was an hour and a half. And if you're listening to this, you either want to listen to the things that mattered for next season, or you didn't listen to the show and you're here for the quick tidbits. So I think I'll leave it at that. Get excited. NBCLX, Peacock, Twitch. Those are your viewing venues. 8 teams, 4 new ones, 7 weeks of regular season, 1 week of playoffs, 1 people's championship game, no bubble. Yeah. Get excited. NBCLX expanded coverage. Hopefully we'll get media credentials soon. That would be super cool. Hopefully, because dudes like Andrew, who helped with the Twitter, carry the Twitter, GOAT. Love him. I'm so bad at live tweeting. He's so much better than me at it. I had a live tweet today. Give him love, because he is the ultimate live tweet GOAT. Love him. Fantastic. Thank you, Andrew, as always. All right. I'm out. I'm sure. Here, let's plug some people real quick before we go. Let's see who's got shows going on tonight. And by who, I mean, let's see if this one particular person has a show going on tonight. I do not know. Check Porto's, Jigga Man Porto's, Twitter, at Jigga Porto, JIGGAPORTO, on Twitter. Check, make sure. I don't know if he'll do a show tonight, but hey, if he does, go watch him. He's fantastic. All those guys, Kyle, Andrew, Slick, all those guys, fantastic. Okay, cool. My plugs are done. I'm done. Gonna go watch baseball now. As far as I'm concerned, I'm about to go 2-for-3 here, because I think that the Astros are whooping on the White Sox. And who did I take last night? That's right, I took the Stros. Big time beatdown, 6-1, bottom of the 8th. W, love it. You love to see it. I'm so excited. Also, probably gonna start the YouTube soon. I want to do visual counterparts of this. Like, when I make my picks, I want to do it. Might do some video. Might like record myself talking, because I'm really animated when I talk. But talking to a microphone, I gotta figure out a backdrop. But we'll see soon. So YouTube launch soon. Gonna do a new Discord server. Get all the people together. It's going to be hype. Okay, cool. Love you all. See you next week for the fan-controlled show, if that's what you come here for. Fan-controlled show. Oof. Stutter on my words. Tired, man. Late night. Early mornings. Okay, cool. See you next week if you're here for the FCF. Or if anything else comes out, see you earlier. Or I'll see you tonight for baseball and all the nights after that. All right. Love you all. See you soon. Had a great time. Peace.